I'm going to take you back to the 1970s. It's probably the most violent time that we had in the history of Baltimore City. In the 70s, we had 19 policemen shot and killed. We had from 225 to 345 murders. And to top that off, we had a group known as Black October. And they were supposed to be often the drug dealers to get rid of the drugs in the streets. In July 13th, 1973, the bullet-riddled body of a person by the name of Turk Scott. Turk Scott was indicted, a federal indictment for drug distribution. Scott was a member of the Maryland House of Delegates. His body was found in the Sutton Place Apartments. The investigation revealed that there were fingerprints next to his body and fingerprints in a rolled-up newspaper that we believe a gun was carried in. Now, you need 8 points in Maryland, 8 to 12 points. There was 21 points of a palm print and 21 points of the little finger. Now, this led us to a suspect. We arrested the suspect. He was tried. As a result of the trial, crazy set of circumstances. He was found guilty of kidnap because they had kidnapped the cab driver so that they could use his cab to commit this murder. Now, he was found guilty of kidnap, not guilty of murder. The case was overturned by the Maryland Special Court of Appeals. It was remanded back to the circuit court for a new trial. However, that trial never occurred. And see, I often wondered, our suspect was the son of a prominent Baltimore minister. Now, I really don't think that would have had anything to do with it, but I never heard of a case be coming back like that, and the state's attorney failed to retry it. Now, along these lines, we were dealing with this group known as Black October. Steve Janis, my co-author with a book, received information from a source. He was going to give us information on how Black October was formed. Now, there were a group of black females, and they were in a local high school, and they wanted to form a group. This group was going to be consciousness for the black community. So they're having a demonstration, and a little bit of irony here, I got the call to their demonstration. It was at Polytechnic. 200 students locked me in the cafeteria. I was in there for about 2 hours. What I didn't know at the time, this was 1966. The suspect that I was going to have in 1973 was in the cafeteria. So that was my first meeting with him. How about Black October? Why would somebody think something like that? Well, they had a group called the Palestine Liberation Army, and they called them Black September. So they were told to read a book about this Palestine Liberation Army. They were trying to take over their country again from a bunch of French colonists. And what they were going to do is they were going to have a surge in their country, get rid of all the drug dealers and the drug addicts and all the prostitutes. But you see, what's really happening here is they were killing drug dealers, and they were taking over the drug dealers' territory. So it's a little bit different than what they wanted everyone to think. Now, this person that got found not guilty wound up shooting a police officer in Baltimore City. And then in addition to that, he was involved in a whole lot of armed robberies in Washington, D.C. Now, this bothered me and has bothered me for a long time because of all the work that we did on this case. And to see this guy, the way his body was mutilated, is something that you never forget. He had like 15 holes in him, shotguns and .38 calibers all through the man's body. Now, one thing you have to remember is, when a jury makes a finding, what can we do? We do the best job that we can do, and we present the best evidence that we can present. Now, this man wound up shooting a policeman. If he'd have been convicted, this policeman would have never been shot, and there would have probably never been a whole lot of armed robberies in Washington, D.C. I just want you to think about all the evidence that we had, and this case was overturned. It really makes you think what's going on. So again, 1970s, the most violent time in the history of this city. Now, I have my book is out in the hall. Sorry if I say that right. My book is out in the hall, and there are a lot of cases that we had, and I was asked to talk about this Black October case. But there were a lot of unusual cases in Baltimore City in the 1970s, and people think about now you have 100 and some murders, and they say, oh, God. Well, 1971, I think, was 345. We almost had one a day. So times are different. And I've learned as a policeman, when a jury makes a decision, we have to live with it. Now, that get a warrant business, I recently stopped teaching in a police academy. And when I'd get to recruit classes in, I would say, I'm going to teach you three things before you get out of here. Get a warrant, get a warrant, get a warrant. And if you can do that, you're going to win all your cases. No one knows me by Steve in the police department. I'll be walking down the street and they'll holler, hey, get a warrant. I was on Fayette Street and a police car went by and put on you know what I'm talking about, I don't. But anyway, over the audio, they hollered out on Fayette Street, hey, get a warrant, get a warrant. I think everybody thought they were going to lock me up. I didn't know what I was going to do. So just the 70s was really terrible. We have a lot of crime out on the street now, I wrote a book called You Can't Stop Murder. And one of the higher officials in the police department said, well, wait a minute, we're stopping murder. I said, you just had 9 last week. He said, well, what are you? I said, you can prevent murders, but you can't stop a murder. Think about this. No longer can a policeman, based on his training and experience, take somebody in to be examined that he has reason to believe has a mental problem. When we used to be able to do things like that, that kind of stuff helped to prevent murders, because if you look at what's been happening now, what always comes out, got a background of mental problems. I'm glad the 70s are over. We got enough problems now, but thank you very much.